This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Joe Dancy, Executive Director for the Oil and Gas Natural Resource and Energy Center at the University of Oklahoma College of Law in Oklahoma City. Mr. Joe Dancy gives an update on the scoop and the stack through Continental Resources reports, as well as several other companies' holdings and reports. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Joe Dancy with the University of Oklahoma's Energy Center, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and we are bringing you exclusive interviews from the epicenter of energy, the heart of the shale revolution, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review. Up next, Joe Dancy with the University of Oklahoma's Energy Center about some of the activity in the scoop and the stack through looking at Continental Resources reports, as well as several other energy companies' holdings and reports. This is Joe Dancy.
When you have a play, you estimate, you know, going forward what your initial production rate's going to be. You know what your wells are going to cost to drill, so you can actually determine, you know, what your returns are. And they said the scoop is coming in as expected for Continental as well as, you know, other players, which is real positive. Apparently, the stack play, it's becoming more expensive. And they really didn't elaborate whether it was just service costs going up or whether, you know, there's more equipment you have to put down hole or there's additional fracking cost or whatever. But the wells were more expensive and the initial production rates, which is, you know, you turn the well on, you get a flow back, were not what they had expected. They were close, but they were still, you know, 10 or 15%, as I recall, below, you know, what they projected. So going forward, they seen a analyst, if you drill some wells and not what you expected, you redo the model and you take the latest information, you put it in there. So they, when you increase your costs and decrease your initial production rate in barrels, the cost, you know, the revenue, the price deck, what you're going to sell in place, you return those down. You're still, I guarantee you, Continental is still making money in this stock. It's a very attractive play from an economic standpoint, from what I've been told.
To listen to the full-length interview with Joe Dancy with the University of Oklahoma's Energy Center, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire social media network at thecrudelife.com. I know we've mentioned it once before, but the Texas Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. And I thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff at the Texas Oilfield Review, we're asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.